And this news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. Families across the Sebring area will have a chance to get an up-close look at the vehicles and the people who serve the community during a free Touch a Truck event on Monday, July 13th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Sebring Township Fire Hall. The event is presented through a partnership involving Sebring Township, the Sebring Township Library, the Village Sebring Police Department, and the Village of Sebring. Visitors will be able to climb aboard a variety of emergency and service vehicles, sound the horns, meet the operators, and learn how the equipment is used. Organizers say the family-friendly event will also feature inflatables, popcorn, cotton candy, music from DJ Brian, and free admission for everyone. Additional event information is available through the Sebring Township Farmers Market Facebook page. Authorities in St. Clair County have arrested two men following an investigation into an alleged assault that spanned several days in Wales Township. The investigation began the evening of July 5th when the sheriff's deputies responded to a local fast food restaurant after a woman reported she had been assaulted. During the investigation, deputies determined the alleged abuse occurred at a residence in Wales Township where the victim said she was repeatedly assaulted, threatened with firearm on multiple occasions, and prevented from leaving the home. Deputies later located both suspects and arrested them without incident. 30-year-old Tariq White was arraigned on July 8th in 72nd District Court on one count of second offense felony domestic violence. His bond was set at $10,000 cash surety or 10%. 39-year-old Amir White was arraigned on multiple felony charges, including unlawful imprisonment, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, five counts of felony firearm, discharging a firearm inside a building, third offense domestic violence, two counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, possession of a firearm and ammunition by a prohibited person, and possession with intent to deliver more than 50 grams of cocaine. Bond for Amir White was set at $250,000, and the case still remains under investigation. And a local Vietnam veteran says a recent honor flight to Washington, D.C. provided an emotional opportunity to reflect on military service, sacrifice, and the nation's history. Dan Little, who served two tours in Vietnam as a UH-1 Huey helicopter crew member, recently joined fellow veterans on a trip to visit several of the country's most significant military memorials. Little described Arlington National Cemetery as one of the most moving stops, seeing the rows of white headstones and the precision of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier ceremony left a lasting impression. He also visited Vietnam Veterans Memorial, the World War II Memorial, the U.S. Army Museum, the Air and Space Museum, the Marine Corps War Memorial, and the Pentagon 9/11 Memorial, and other historical landmarks. One moment that stood out, he said, came as a student group from across the country lined walkways to greet veterans with handshakes, high fives, flags, and words of appreciation. Little said, the experience offered reassurance that younger generations continue to recognize the sacrifices made by America's service members. The Army Museum also carried personal significance. Seeing the same model Huey helicopter he flew during the Vietnam War brought back vivid memories of missions delivering supplies, transporting troops, and supporting soldiers in combat near the Cambodian border. Lil said those memories include both pride and loss. He recalled transporting fallen service members to graves registration, an experience he says remained with him throughout his entire life. While many Vietnam veterans returned home to an unwelcoming reception, he believes today's recognition of veterans reflects a meaningful change in how military service is honored. He credits Honor Flight volunteers for making those moments possible, calling their work a powerful tribute to the men and women who served. Little encourages other eligible veterans to participate if they're given the opportunity, saying the journey not only offers a chance to visit nation's memorials, but also an opportunity for reflection, remembrance, healing, and closure. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
The sun's out, and that means the sale is on at Ashley and Bad Axe. Save up to 25% on love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, recliners, sofas, lift chairs, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Looking for those finishing touches? Good news! You can save up to 30% off on accessories and 30% off end tables, too. Ashley and Bad Axe also has a wide selection of window blinds that can be made to fit any size of window, and flooring so you can truly refresh your space from the ground up. And if you've been holding off on new furniture because you live in an active household, wait no more. The Nuvella collection is here. Nuvella Performance Fabric is exclusive to Ashley, washable, and is resistant to stains and fading. And you can make your refresh more affordable than ever with available 1 year and 5 year no interest financing. Just ask us how. Stop waiting and start saving during the Ashley Summer Sales event at Ashley and Bad Axe. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. After weeks of absolute silence that triggered rampant speculation across Washington, Senate veteran Mitch McConnell has finally issued a formal update regarding his health. The Kentucky lawmaker confirmed he's currently recovering at a rehabilitation facility following a recent fall complicated by a mild case of pneumonia. McConnell made it clear that while he's eager to return to the chamber, he will remain under medical supervision until his doctors give him the official green light. The announcement has temporarily cooled succession rumors within the Republican conference. Analysts say his absence has delayed several key legislative votes, making his eventual return pivotal for party strategy heading into the fall. In the Persian Gulf is on a knife's edge following a massive multi-location offensive by United States Central Command targeting Iranian military installations. Washington confirms it utilized precision-guided munitions from land and sea to degrade Tehran's ability to attack commercial shipping channels in the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Iran has fiercely retaliated, launching drone and missile strikes against U.S. allied positions in Kuwait and Bahrain. The escalation has effectively shattered a fragile interim ceasefire, causing global Brent crude oil prices to surge. The UN Secretary General has issued an urgent plea for both nations to immediately cease hostilities and return to the negotiating table before a wider regional war erupts. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Your home is one of the most important investments you'll make. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank & Trust. Whether you're buying your first house, refinancing to save money, or building the home you've always dreamed of, our mortgage team is here to help. We offer fixed-rate mortgages, construction loans, and options designed to meet you where you are. Looking to update your kitchen, add a garage, or finally tackle that home improvement list? We also offer home equity loans and lines of credit, giving you access to the equity you've built at a rate you can feel good about. At Thumb Bank & Trust, we keep your loan local. That means local decisions, local service, and a team that knows your community, because we're part of it. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank & Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.